Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. Well, the Washington Post says, as goes Wisconsin, so goes the House of Representatives in 2026. And I say, and so does my next guest, as goes Milwaukee, so goes the state of Wisconsin. His name is Jeremy Janine, contributor, creator, editor of Urban Milwaukee. You can find all of Jeremy and all of his co-contributors' work at urbanmilwaukee.com. Welcome back to the program, Jeremy. Great to have you.
Thanks for having me.
So we're talking about roads, what I'm going to just call infrastructure funding in the city of Milwaukee. If you are from around these parts, you know that driving around the city requires like a certain part of your brain to be always on the lookout for potholes and other assorted obstacles. Tell us what the funding problem that the city of Milwaukee is facing when it comes to our local streets.
Well, this is a perfect Milwaukee as microcosm for the state of Wisconsin, because Milwaukee's issues are just Wisconsin's issues magnified. When we think about roads in Wisconsin, the public debate often goes to these big interstates, these large state highways, and then we think about the gas tax. Well, most of Milwaukee's roads and most of roads in every town in Wisconsin are not those roads. They're local roads. In Milwaukee, there is an $820 million backlog to fix all the roads that are in, quote, poor condition, and that's an engineering term, an actual grading scale of pavement quality. So of 5,000 some miles of streets in Milwaukee, 25% of them are in poor condition and in need of replacement.
Ooh, it sounds like we just lost. Jeremy, you still there or did we lose? Oh, there you are. Go ahead, Jeremy.
I'm still here. I'm actually standing by the side of one of our lovely pothole-ridden roads at the moment. And so we have this massive backlog that Milwaukee, part of Milwaukee has gotten into this problem a little bit by itself, because in the 1990s, Mayor John Norquist wanted to keep taxes low as part of reinvigorating the city. Well, the city from 1993 to 1996 didn't spend anything on local roads. So like cities across Wisconsin have discovered in the mid-2000s, Milwaukee added a wheel tax, a $20 a year fee, and later boosted it to $30 a year. That fee is now chipping away at that backlog, but at an amount that would take 200 some years to resolve the condition. So Milwaukee and many cities...
Let's just recap that. Our current wheel tax, if we just kept it where it is and we don't get any more additional funding, that is going to take 240 years to actually raise the funds required to get our local roads back up to where they should be. Of course, that will cost even more money, because the longer you wait, the more the roads degrade, the greater the capital expense. It's just a vicious cycle. So what options are available for the city of Milwaukee, and of course, by extension, other communities across the state that are looking at these massive capital expenditures?
So there's four real options city engineer Kevin Muse has identified for Milwaukee. Some of them are politically unpalatable. You could simply jack up the wheel tax, make it $100 a year. It would still take a long time to address every the street, but you'd be addressing it, but that's politically unpalatable. You could institute what is called a transportation utility, where maybe you have a special tax on parking spaces and those go to fund local streets. That's politically desirable for Milwaukee, because a lot of the people using the city streets aren't in the city, so you could more equitably tax parking. But the Wisconsin Supreme Court has ruled against those. You could hope for a Hail Mary from the state of Wisconsin, and then you could look at other local funding sources. But the conclusion is there's really no good option. Milwaukee and a lot of other Wisconsin cities, because of how we fund roads in the state, are in for a rough, pothole-ridden time.
Here's the thing that really ticks me off a bunch. I talked about negative externalities earlier on this program, Jeremy, with reference to PFAS and forever chemicals, and the idea that businesses should not be able to subsidize their businesses when they create negative impacts that are passed on to taxpayers to figure out how to pay for, okay? In other words, a polluting business, it's not fair to pollute and then look at all the taxpayers and say, well, you clean up the mess that I created, effectively subsidizing the profits that a business makes. I think of this very similar to roads. The condition of roads, right, is impacted most acutely and with the greatest rate of degradation the larger the vehicle. Yet we have no mechanism here in the city of Milwaukee or the state of Wisconsin to properly actually shift the cost of these road capital expenditures, road upkeep, to the huge businesses that degrade our roads the most. And I'm looking at you, Jeff Bezos, and Amazon, and FedEx, and every other mail-based delivery system. I'm looking at the big manufacturing plants. The heavier the truck, the quicker the degradation. Jeremy, am I right about that? We don't have a mechanism to distinguish between road users, do we?
Absolutely. So Amazon, all their trucks you see, they're paying gas tax, assuming they're not electric ones. And that tax is covering the highways they use. It's covering the interstates they use. But most of those trucks are doing deliveries to local side streets that are entirely reliant on property tax dollars or wheel tax dollars to be repaired. So you have hit the issue on the head.
It's a real gap in our local government funding system, amongst many others that we face here in the state of Wisconsin. Big thanks to Jeremy Janine standing alongside one of these very local roads in the city of Milwaukee that we're discussing. Folks, when we come back, I'm going to be rejoined by Nick Ramos, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. We continue to discuss the fact that 88% of Wisconsinites want money out of politics, yet Elon Musk continues to bully both Wisconsin voters and media organizations that try to hold him accountable. Stay tuned. That discussion kicks back off when we return. Join us right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.